This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month. He added that the new semiconductor unit in Jewar will attract investment of 3,700 करोड़ रुपीस।
आज प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने कैबिनेट में सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट जो भारत का छठा सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट बनेगा वो जेवर उत्तर प्रदेश में बन रहा है उसको अप्रूव किया है। अब तक 5 सेमीकंडक्टर की यूनिट्स इंडिया सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन के तहत अप्रूव होने के बाद में बहुत तेजी से उसमें कंस्ट्रक्शन चल रहा है उन पांचों में और एक का प्रोडक्शन इस वर्ष 2025 से स्टार्ट हो जाएगा।
चीफ ऑफ डिफेंस स्टाफ जनरल अनिल चौहान अलोंग विद आर्मी चीफ जनरल उपेंद्र द्विवेदी चीफ ऑफ द एयर स्टाफ एयर चीफ मार्शल एपी सिंह एंड नेवी चीफ एडमिरल दिनेश के त्रिपाठी टुडे कॉल्ड ऑन प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू ब्रीफ हर ऑन ऑपरेशन सिंदूर। इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट द प्रेसिडेंट प्रेज़्ड द वैलर एंड डेडिकेशन ऑफ द आर्म्ड फोर्सेज एक्नॉलेजिंग देयर रोल इन मेकिंग इंडियाज रेस्पॉन्स टू टेररिज्म अ रिमार्केबल सक्सेस। India has categorically rejected China's continued unfolded and absurd attempts to assign new names to locations within the state of Arunachal Pradesh. In response to media queries, the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated that such actions are entirely unacceptable and stand in direct contradiction to India's consistent and principled position. He emphasized that no amount of creative renaming can alter the clear and indisputable reality that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always remain an integral part and inalienable part of India. In Arunachal Pradesh, the state unit of Bharatiya Janata Party organized a Tiranga Yatra from Akash Deep to Tennis Court in Itanagar today to celebrate the valor of the Indian Armed Forces and the unwavering leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Party workers, supporters and citizens joined the march. The Yatra aimed to honor the sacrifices of the armed forces and reaffirm the nation's commitment to unity. The Arunachal Pradesh Cabinet held its meeting at Kibitu, the last outpost along the Indo-China border in Anjo district yesterday. The Cabinet chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu took several important decisions during the Cabinet meeting. The State Cabinet has approved the formation of a joint venture company, Ms. NIPCO Arunachal Hydropower Corporation Limited, between the State Government and NIPCO for implementation of 5 hydropower projects in the state. These projects are Tato 1, Hio, Tato 2, Nying and Hirong in Shi Yomi district. Border Security Force Jawan Purnam Kumar Shaw, who was detained by Pakistan Rangers on 23rd April after he inadvertently crossed the international border in the Firozpur sector of Punjab, has returned to India this morning. BSF sources have confirmed the development of a Jalandhar correspondent and said that he was handed over through the Atari Joint Checkpost in Amritsar. Justin Bhushan Ramakrishna Gawai today took oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice B.R. Gawai succeeded Justice Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office on Tuesday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. The National Investigation Agency has arrested 2 persons belonging to banned militant groups for their involvement in the brutal killing of a woman and the burning and looting of houses by armed militants in Jeribam district of Manipur in November last year. The NIA, in a statement, informed that the accused Nongthamba Miraba, hailing from Vishnupur district, belonged to the insurgent group United National Liberation Front and was involved in the actual shooting of the woman. India has blocked the X accounts of Global Times, Xinhua News Agency and TRT World in the country. According to sources, the action has been taken against them for allegedly disseminating false Pakistani propaganda in the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.